Tally Osborne says, embrace your differences and let them sparkle. Canadian, Tally Osborne, is a vivacious spirit with an unrelenting zest for life. With her unapologetic individuality, she confidently turns personal hurdles into platforms of empowerment. With a dynamic career that spans motivational speaking, singing with punk rock bands and acting, Tally's electric personality shines the moment you meet her. Rocking a bold look which includes an eye-catching hairstyle, one side of her head shaved and the other streaked with bold magenta through jet black hair, she radiates fearless, edgy authenticity. Her unique stature, standing under 4 feet tall without arms, femurs, or knees, is just another part of the incredible package that makes her unforgettable. But it's never about what's missing, it's about what she brings to the world: her infectious energy, love for hula hooping, genuine spirit, confidence, positivity, and the undeniable spark that lights up every space she enters. For Tally, labels like disabled don't resonate. It's not that I reject the disability community, I'm a proud part of it. But I don't like being called disabled because it implies, I'm not able. I am more able than most people I know. This perspective challenges the narrative that equates physical differences with incapability, urging society to reconsider how it defines ability and value. Tally doesn't stop at rejecting limiting labels. She actively advocates for embracing differences and letting them sparkle. Her TED Talk, among other public engagements, champions this belief, inspiring countless individuals to celebrate their uniqueness instead of hiding it. One of Tally's proudest achievements is learning to drive and owning her own car. From occupational therapist assessments to custom vehicle modifications, this process was daunting. It was a dream I had since I was 16, but the financial and logistical barriers were immense, she shared. The financial cost alone, over $100,000 for her specially modified vehicle, was enough to dissuade most. Yet, she persisted, with tears, frustration and moments of wondering if it was worth it, but she persisted nonetheless, and today, driving her magenta Mini Cooper is a powerful symbol of independence and her refusal to let obstacles define her limits. Her car is a metaphorical chariot of liberation, equipped with an 80,000 custom-built computer, extended pedals and a custom seat belt. But this journey was definitely not easy. The pandemic brought its own set of delays and financial strain, leaving her car sitting idle, a poignant reminder of her dream deferred. Family and friends questioned her resolve, urging her to sell the car and move on. But to Tally, letting go of the car was surrendering her dream. And surrender isn't in her vocabulary. When the War Amps Champ program, an organization she de-volunteered for in the past, unexpectedly called offering financial assistance, Tally was in disbelief. I screamed when they told me this life-changing news, she recalls with laughter. It wasn't just about the financial relief, but about validation. Her persistence had paid off in the most spectacular way. 7 arduous years passed between car purchase and full modification, but when she finally gripped the steering wheel and drove off, Tally was doing much more than driving. She was boldly claiming her space in a world unprepared for people like her. This car is her mobile manifesto, a hot pink display of defiance and independence. Driving herself to events, parties, and errands is convenient but also transformative. It's the difference between being tethered to others' schedules and the euphoric freedom of self-reliance. Her car became a symbol of her tenacity and an emblem of what's possible when you refuse to give up. Punk rock. Confidence wasn't always a natural part of Tally's repertoire. Like many, she struggled with fitting in during her teenage years, yearning for a sense of normalcy that society often associates with conformity. I used to want to blend in, to look like everyone else, she admits. but that desire shifted when she realized the futility of trying to fit into molds she was never meant for. Tali gravitated to punk rock and that genre's embrace of individuality and defiance of norms. Here, she found a community that welcomed her for who she was. Punk rock is for the misfits, for those who don't fit anywhere else, she explained. So, she embraced it and with that, her bold individuality emerged. Instead of fitting into societal expectations, Tali embraced her differences. Why try to blend in when I can stand out, she said. This pivot in mindset led her to embrace bold fashion, vibrant colors, and her indomitable spirit which, until then, lay hidden. As a singer, she's fronted several punk rock bands, bringing her raw energy and undeniable talent to the stage. Though her latest band recently disbanded, her love for music remains. It's another outlet for her creativity and a way to connect with audiences on an emotional level. From her love of punk rock to her statement-making style, Tali exemplifies the belief that individuality is power, but even with her infectious optimism, she acknowledges life's challenges. Life has never been easy, but Tali's ability to find positivity amidst difficulty is her superpower. When asked how she copes with bad days, Tali's answer is rooted in gratitude. I focus on what I have rather than what I lack. There's always something to look forward to, a dinner, a conversation, or even a spa day. That keeps me going. Advocacy. Beyond music and acting, Tali is a fierce advocate for change. Her public speaking engagements tackle issues from body positivity to overcoming challenges. Whether addressing a room of teenagers or a corporate boardroom, her message is clear: embrace who you are and let your differences sparkle. If you truly want to achieve something, you can do it. Her impact goes beyond words. Stories of individuals whose lives have been transformed by her talks are plentiful. From teens finding courage in their uniqueness to a stranger in a corporate office moved to tears by her proud independence, Tali's influence is profound and personal. For those struggling with their circumstances or grappling with their differences, Tali offers a straightforward yet powerful piece of advice: focus on what you can do, not what you can't. Every person has something to be grateful for, start there. It's not always easy, but it's worth it. She also emphasizes the importance of persistence. Achieving a fulfilling life doesn't happen overnight. It's about taking small, consistent steps toward embracing who you are and finding joy in the journey. Tali's journey is far from over. Whether she's acting in commercials, performing on stage, or penning her first book, she's committed to breaking barriers and inspiring others to do the same. In Tali's words, life wasn't built for me, but I built a life I love. And if I can do it, so can you. This is a life about breaking the unspoken rules, turning heads and unapologetically living your truth. Travel. Tali's life is peppered with stories that seem plucked from the pages of a whimsical novel. Take her encounter with Sir Richard Branson, for instance. Invited to London for a Virgin Stars of the Year award, Tali didn't just meet the billionaire mogul, she fed him chocolate cake. Using the method she employs for eating utensil tucked into the shoulder strap of her clothing, deftly guided with her chin, Tali shared her dessert with Branson in a moment of pure, unfiltered hilarity and humanity. It was surreal, she recalls. We were talking about punk rock, and suddenly, I'm feeding him cake. It's just one of those moments you never forget. Then he invited my friend and I to spend a week on his private island in the Caribbean. It was amazing, especially too because he is someone I find so inspiring. Traveling, however, isn't always a glamorous adventure. Navigating accessibility in Italy. Tali's jaunt to Italy, for instance, was a paradox of joy and frustration. While the culture, food, and history enchanted her, the accessibility or lack thereof proved nearly insurmountable, and Italy turned out to be one of her most challenging destinations. Despite warnings about the country's lack of accessibility, she was determined to visit, but Rome was tough. Sloped sidewalks that ended abruptly, cars blocking ramps and crossing streets without stoplights. Once, I even had to jump a curb into oncoming traffic. It was dangerous, but I pushed through, she recalled. Despite these obstacles, Tali cherishes the experience. It was one of the most rewarding trips of my life. I did everything I set out to do, even though it wasn't easy. Jamaica's warm embrace. In stark contrast, Tali recalls the warmth and exuberance of Jamaica, where locals celebrated her individuality instead of recoiling from it. Their energy was welcoming and uplifting. Jamaicans radiate positivity and confidence. Everywhere I went, people celebrated me. The men were charming, the women admired my confidence. It was amazing, she said with a smile. Her trips to Jamaica prove how inclusivity and cultural warmth can make all the difference in travel experiences. London's accessibility gold standard. For Tali, London's accessibility was top-notch. The black cabs in London are phenomenal. Every single one is accessible, and that changes everything, she explained. Unlike cities like Las Vegas or Los Angeles, where accessible transportation is scarce and often involves long waits, London's infrastructure allowed her to travel freely. You never feel like an inconvenience there, Tali added. Airport challenges. Air travel continues to be one of Tali's biggest hurdles, and it continues to be a mixed bag for her. Airports can be incredibly frustrating. I often have to wait until everyone else deplanes before I can get my scooter. Sometimes, staff insist on putting me in a wheelchair, taking away my independence, she explained. Tali advocates for better training for airport staff. I've been traveling for years. Trust me when I say I know my equipment better than you do, she laughs. I know what I'm doing, and I wish they'd trust that, she said. Traveling with her mobility scooter ensures independence but comes with its own set of hurdles. Miscommunication among staff about the scooter's dry cell battery, waiting endlessly for her scooter to be brought to her, and the constant underestimation of her expertise can be grating. Yet, for all the challenges, Tali's adventures brim with positivity. Recently, she became the primary face of a commercial, an opportunity that celebrated her mobility scooter not as a symbol of limitation but as a part of her vibrant persona. As she described, "They didn't just include my scooter, they made it the star. They put horns and fur on it, made it sparkle. It wasn't just about representation. It was about celebration." This shift in how disability is portrayed in media reflects Tali's larger mission, changing perceptions, one story at a time. Through her roles, whether on screen or on stage, she challenges stereotypes and redefines what inclusion can look like. Tali continues to advocate as a motivational speaker, musician, and actor. Her recent online store rebrand as Retaliate speaks volumes about her evolving narrative. It's a name that encapsulates her refusal to be confined by others' expectations. Her social media presence, with over 100,000 followers, is a vibrant collage of humor, advocacy, and raw honesty, encouraging others to live boldly. Her advice to anyone feeling stuck: retaliate. Against the odds, against the expectations, against the voice in your head that says you can't, turn your challenges into your power. Tali's story speaks directly to overcoming obstacles, but more profoundly, it shows that transforming these obstacles into stepping stones is possible. As she looks to the future, Tali dreams of exploring Thailand and Morocco, two destinations that promise both adventure and challenges. Now living in the US, she's diving deeper into acting, adding new dimensions to her already eclectic career. But whether she's on a stage, a set, or behind the wheel of her magenta Mini Cooper, one thing remains clear: Tali Osborne isn't just living life, she's making it sparkle.